Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This person that you are seeing right now on video, if you're watching this on video, is Spencer. That's me. That's who I am. I am wearing my emotional support animal shirt. It's animal from the Muppets. That was a really awkward position I had to get into to show that. It is 7:07 a.m. July 19th. I was going to say 13th. 19th, I'm in my work office yet again. Yeah. There's a case open behind me. I'm going to just leave that. Hey, let's talk about the words. The first word is educable. It's kind of a weird word to say. Educable. E-D-U-C-A-B-L-E. Educable. Adjective from 1845. Capable of being educated. If you are listening to this podcast, you are probably educable, and I am educable because I am learning things while I am doing this podcast. I'm reading things and learning things. Let's all be educable. But specifically, capable of some degree of learning. Just any level of learning. If you have learned a thing in your life, you are educable. Children, I think, are way more educable than adults. I think that's pretty much scientific fact at this point. Their brains are so spongy, they just soak up everything. They're being formed for like 25 years. Your brains are being formed, and you're soaking in a lot of good stuff. And then you hit 25, and you're like, I'm done. No, you can still learn. It just takes more effort. And it's good to learn, because there's always new things happening, new things to learn, especially if it's like technology or just social cultural change. You need to stay with the times. If not for yourself, for society, for I don't know. I just think for yourself, it's just good to stay educated, keep on learning new things. It's going to keep your brain young and working good, because otherwise it just gets all stagnant and gross, and I don't think you're going to appreciate that later. Educability. Educability, that is a noun. Now, what am I going to do for a sound effect? This episode is filled with education words, and what's a related sound effect? I wish I could ask you, but we're not live streaming. Oh, by the way, I did remember to hit record at the beginning of this episode. Like, I missed that on the last episode. So, I don't know, I mean, there's like ABCs. That's a good education thing. Whatever. ABCs. Next word is educate. Educate and listen to me. Is that how that phrase goes? I don't think so. Educate is a verb from the 15th century. We are starting with transitive. 1a. To provide schooling for. Schooling is, I don't know, does that seem a little too specific? To provide schooling for? To provide, what else would you say though? To provide education for? To provide learning for? I'm going to learn you this thing. I'm going to school you on this thing. You are providing this space where somebody can be educated. You are educating them. As in, choose to educate their children at home. So the schooling that they are providing is at home, with the parents as the teachers, and not the teachers as the teachers. I'm not going to give my opinion on that because everybody's different. You got to figure out what's best for you. Public school, private school, homeschool, no school. You know, they all have their places, I guess. 1B, to train by formal instruction and supervised practice, especially in a skill, trade, or profession. This is not necessarily like just your general education where you're learning the ABCs. Don't get confused. I'm not moving to the next word yet. This is where you're specifically learning a thing, a skill, a trade that, yeah, educate. To train by formal instruction. So in this case, I think it's the one who is doing the training is doing the educating. Actually, no. See, this is weird because the 1A is providing schooling for somebody else. 1B sounds like you are the one who is doing the training. I guess when we get to the intransitive, we'll figure out, like, who is doing the verb action here? I mean, I guess it could be either. Yeah. 2A, to develop mentally, morally, that's the word, it goes over to the second line, to develop mentally, morally, or aesthetically, especially by instruction. Just this is a very vague way to talk about just anything. Educating mentally, morally, aesthetically. Aesthetically, are we talking about how you how things look? I don't know. 2B, to provide with information, and the synonym is inform, as in educating themselves about changes in the industry. There's always changes happening, and you gotta keep up with it. In my work, in my video work, AI is such a big thing. We need to learn about this. I'm not getting into the whole writer's SAG thing. That strike is still going on at the moment. But it's just like, you know, it's corporate video work and stuff like that. And you know, you gotta keep up with the competition, I guess. I don't use AI in this podcast. I guess the one thing I do use it for is to make subtitles. The program automatically creates subtitles based on the words that I am saying right now. So maybe someday you will see those words down at the bottom for people who are hard of hearing. I don't know why they would want to watch this podcast, because it's so much of an audio medium, but maybe they want to look at my beautiful face and see my t-shirt and, you know, hear the extra words that I have to say that are not part of the dictionary. Okay, so we have an example, we did that one, number 3, to persuade or condition to feel, believe, or act in a desired way, as in educate the public to support our position. Persuading or conditioning, so you are, yeah, okay, again, not school, we're not talking about school, we're talking about teaching people about a thing that maybe they were not aware of. Yeah, the example is educating the public to support our position. Maybe you're just, maybe you're on the street talking about some animal rights stuff, and you say, I got these pamphlets, you want to learn about animal rights? Maybe you don't know much about factory farming. Here, let me educate ya. Okay, those were all transitive. Now we have intransitive, which is to educate a person or thing. To educate a person or thing. So you are intransitive. Is this happening to you? You doing the thing? It sounds like, based on the definition, you are the one who is educating. You're teaching somebody else a thing. I am educating you on what the word educate means. But I guess I thought that was transitive. I don't know. I guess the lines are a little wishy-washy. It shouldn't be, but maybe it is. A synonym is the word teach. Teaching people to learn things in any way. Maybe you're teaching yourself. Maybe you're teaching other people. The etymology says this is a Middle English word. I guess it hasn't really changed, educate, which means to rear. So, like, when you're rearing up children, you're teaching them about the world. I don't think parents do that as much as they should. So I'm here to rear your children about the dictionary. So rearing, yeah, that's an interesting word that I guess we'll learn about what specifically that means. But it's teaching, essentially. So that is from the Latin educatus, which is from the verb educare, which also means to rear or educate. From educere, educere, which means to lead forth. Leading forth. There's more at the word educe, which is at the end of this episode. So to leading forth, you are teaching people how to do things, you are leading them forth, that's it. A parent rearing is leading the children into society to be good people, or just people similar to them, or totally opposite from them. Parenting is a weird thing, and I am not a parent, but I know it's a very weird thing. And yeah, we're not going to get into that. ABCs. Educated. Adjective from 1588. 1. Having an education. Especially having an education beyond the average. So if you have learned more than the average person in the world, then you have and you are educated. Above the average. Okay. As in educated speakers. So people speaking to a group of people, you can assume probably safely that they are educated, well educated. They have learned more because they know more about a thing because they are speaking about it to you. I am not really particularly educated. I'm learning right along with ya. In fact, I probably know less than ya. Okay, 2A. Giving evidence of training or practice. Giving evidence of training or practice. The synonym is skilled, as in educated hands. Giving evidence of training or practice. So your hands, your skilled hands, if you are maybe Dr. Strange, you have very skilled hands. And so those are the evidence that is given to show that you are educated in that way. You have, if you're doing surgery, you are showing that you have done this a lot. You've done your many, many hours of practice and your hands are really skilled in surgery. So that is the evidence. That is your educated hands. I never heard about hands being educated. They went to school. I'm imagining little graduation hats on the tips of my fingers. Okay, number 2B, befitting one that is educated, as in educated taste. So their taste in wine, that's literal taste, but also just their taste in maybe art and culture. That's an example of your taste. So if you have educated taste, that shows that you are educated, I guess. In that way. I mean, it doesn't mean that you know everything about everything. Okay, 2C. Based on some knowledge of fact, as in an educated guess. This is a big thing when you're in school, you're taking the tests, maybe it's a multiple choice, you know, or just in life, sometimes you gotta make educated guesses. You gotta think about it. What's going on? What are the different options? Which options can I get rid of? Let's pare it down, the options from 1 out of 4 chance to 50-50. That takes you down to an educated guess. It's just all about thinking. You think a little bit harder on a thing. I'm thinking through all the options, and I don't like those, but I like those. Based on statistics and the odds, I'm going to make that educated guess. Could I have described that better? Not me. Maybe somebody else could. Educatedness. Educatedness is a noun. How much educatedness do you have? Are you educated in the ways of the world? A, B, C. Education. Noun from 1531. If you are educated, you have an education. 1A. The action or process of educating or of being educated, also a stage of such a process. So I guess the stage would be the different, you know, kindergarten, elementary school, junior high, high school, college, university, graduate school, things like that. The action or process of educating. Got to go through your education to get educated. 1B. The knowledge and development resulting from an educational process, as in a person of little education. So they did not, there was not much education that resulted from their education. You can use this word in a lot of ways, or two so far. Number 2, the field of study that deals mainly with methods of teaching and learning in schools. The field, that's just a big field of study. that just all of the education. You can't use that in your description. The field of study that deals mainly with the methods of teaching and learning in schools. That's the specific part, in schools. Again, all the schools ranging from child to adulthood, basically. All of those things, they're part of the education. And, you know, how do you teach things? Why do you teach things? What are the methods of getting the information into the people in the best way possible? Maybe trying different methods. All that, it's just all education. Educational is an adjective. Educationally is an adverb. And I will just briefly pause here to say that, you know, this is not a shocking statement to say, but education is really important. And we, at least here in America, I think it's different and possibly better in other countries, but in America, it's all states are different, all cities are different. Again, I don't have children, so I can't speak really intelligently about this. I haven't studied how the education system is created, developed, adjusted, different by each state. But we know that, you know, different states and different cities have different scores and have different budgets and financial situations. And it pains me that certain areas in the country are not getting the same education as other parts of the country. And, you know, this just, it waterfalls, it goes, and it changes things, it changes people, it has effects on those areas for generations upon generations. This is just how our situation is, and I wish that we could have something that's just more equitable, more equal across states and cities. And I don't know how we get to that point. You know, talk to your political people, your senators and representatives. But man, certain areas not having enough money to pay teachers for get good books and things to help the children. It's painful. It's painful to me. Because learning, you know, when you're in school, a lot of kids like me, we're like, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to learn these things. But if you can get the kids to learn, to want to learn, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's just we need a better education system is really all it comes down to. We need a whole lot of better systems, and education is a big one because, you know, we got to get the kids to learn and teach them about the world. And parents, you play a big part in that as well. Okay, let's move on to ABC. Educational psychology. I think about also just back to what I was saying. I think about people like Mr. Rogers, and he had a show on PBS for decades, and he was doing a good job teaching people various things from what I saw and remember. And, you know, I don't know what the educational TV situation is like these days, but is it the same? Is it? I don't know. I guess kids change, culture changes. I don't know. Let's talk about educational psychology. Noun from 1911. Psychology concerned with human maturation. Excuse me, I burped. I'm not going to cut that out. This just happens. I have some coffee here. That probably was the culprit. Just leave that there for now. Psychology concerned with human maturation, school learning, teaching methods, guidance, and evaluation of aptitude and progress in standardized tests. Educational psychologist is a noun. So this is just, how do we put this succinctly? The process of thinking about how people learn and how to adjust the methods according to that. And everybody learns different. That's what's so crazy. When I was a kid, there were this like special needs classes. But if somebody were quote-unquote gifted, you know, they learn things very easily and very well, and, you know, were, I hate to use the word smarter, but smarter, that's not exactly the best word, probably, they would be put in special needs classes because the teachers didn't know how to deal with that. And, you know, in an ideal world, we would have classes for all various stages of learning and how people learn, because everybody learns different. And that's just a reality of the situation. So that's one of the things that I would assume educational psychologists think about and discuss and figure out. But, you know, we barely have enough resources to teach the kids all in the same class, let alone, you know, people of varying educational methods. And by educational methods, I mean just the way people learn. I learn very differently than a lot of my classmates because of, you know, a slight neurodivergence or something. So human maturation, how do the humans mature? School learning, how do you learn in school? Teaching methods, how are you going to teach the method, the teach the things? What are the methods that you use? Guidance, yeah, how are we going to guide the kids, the students? Evaluation of aptitude and progress in standardized tests. And these standardized tests, these are the things that they use to figure out how the kids are doing and maybe what budgets they get and all those things. That show Abbott Elementary is really good because you get to learn a bit about, you know, it's not that it's like the most accurate probably, you know, it's exaggerated a little bit for TV, but it seems like it's doing a pretty good job at showing you kind of a little bit of the behind the scenes of elementary school. And yeah, it's really interesting. One guy, you know, in the first season wants to be a principal, and that was an interesting, you know, interesting thing that he had to deal with. The light on my face just changed because my background image on this monitor changed to this very like bright and red thing. So that's what that happened. If you're watching the video. Okay, educational psychology next. I already brought this up accidentally. ABC. Educational television, noun from 1951. You know, not that this show is on television, but it's a video format, so you could sort of call this educational television on YouTube, probably. One, television that provides instruction especially for students. We are instructing you to learn things, and you are the student. Number two, it's just public television. So anything in public television, you know, a lot of cities have their own little public television station, I guess. So I don't know if I would call that educational television. Now, maybe that's not what they mean. Maybe public television, I don't know. I don't know the details of all this stuff. You know, Sesame Street was on the Public Television Network or something? I don't remember what it was called. What is public television? What is the actual definition of that? We're not going to skip ahead to the P's. That's insanity. But when I think of public television, I don't necessarily think of education. I think of just television that's more open to the public, that they can come on and put on a little TV show. But anyway, educational television, TV shows that are meant to educate. There's a whole lot of those. A lot of good ones, probably a lot of not great ones, probably a lot of ones that parents are like, oh my God, turn it off, I can't stand this anymore. But, you know, there's some good stuff too. I think it would be fun to have an educational TV show. 1951, what was going on before? Well, before 1951, there really wasn't much TV anyway. So once TV came around, I think it seems pretty quick that they got some educational TV shows on there. Next, ABC, education needs, or education niece or knees. Interesting. Noun from 1954, the jargon used especially by educational theorists. What jargon are they using? So they're people who theorize about education. Maybe they're psychologists. I don't know. They theorize about education, and then the jargon they that they use is educationese. I'm trying to think of what an example of that would be. I don't know. I can think of a lot of like corporate jargon, but I can't, off the top of my head at least, I can't think of any educationese. I know there's a guy, there's got to be a bunch. ABC, that's one. Educationist. Or educationalist. Educationist, educationalist. Noun from 1829. Number one is chiefly British. It is a professional educator. I would call that a teacher, but I guess in the Britain land, they're called educationists. Really? Are all teachers called educationists? That seems odd. I doubt that. Maybe in certain contexts, or maybe it's just old, and that's just not how they use it anymore. It is from 1829, almost 200 years ago. Number two, an educational theorist is an educationist. So, well, that's an interesting job, an educational theorist. Just thinking about education, just all day, 8 hours a day, just sitting back in your easy chair, just thinking about education. I guess I would be a little bit of an educationist in that sense. Not that I sit around and think about it, but you know, I've had thoughts about, you know, like I said before, the whole educational system needs to be changed, and everything needs to change. I don't know. ABC. Educative. Educative, that is the word. Adjective, educative, is an adjective from 1844. One, tending to educate. And the synonym is instructive, as in an educative experience. It tends to educate. It is instructive. So an educative experience would be one where you learn something. So listening to this podcast, watching this podcast would be educative for you. I hope it is educative for you. You are learning about words and me. It's my favorite. Another educative experience would be, I don't know, just going to a museum for on a field trip, say. That would be a good educative experience if you learn something. If you go and you have to actively try not to learn things. I don't want to look at that exhibit. Oh, you can't make me. I don't want to learn here. Then it wouldn't be educative. But if you just, you know, look at the things and read the stuff and experience the thing, it's going to be an educative experience. Everybody can learn from a museum. Number two, of or relating to educating, of or relating to education is educative. ABC. Next is educator, noun from 1673. One. One skilled in teaching, and the synonym is, of course, teacher. Oh, they're so skilled in teaching the things. I am not a teacher. I did think about, I have thought, I think I'm an okay teacher in certain things, but I didn't study to be a teacher. I don't think I know enough about anything to be a teacher, like full-time, because I'm here just learning. When I was younger, I was like, no, I'm done with school. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to learn. And then as I got older, I was like, you know what? I do want to learn things. So, you know, this is one thing I get to learn things. I listen to various podcasts, science podcasts. You learn a lot of stuff. So now I'm like, there's not enough of me, but there's part of me that's like, I kind of want to go back to school. But the things that I would learn are just like all over the place. So I would have no focus. I just want to learn all the stuff. Don't think we have enough of that. Back to educator, 2A, a student of the theory and practice of educating. I did it again, of education. There's all these different forms of this word. I get confused. A student of the theory and practice of education. And the synonym is the second definition for the word educationist, which was an educational theorist. So an educational theorist is also an educator, because they're probably, yeah, I would think that teachers could also be called educational theorists, because they have to think about how to teach things and theorize that maybe. 2B for educator is an administrator in education. So a principal, a superintendent, they are also educators because, you know, well, they at some point they probably were literally educators. They probably were teachers, but they've gone past that. They're moving up the ladder, I guess. ABC. I think we're on the last word. Is that right? Yes, we are. This word is educe. E-D-U-C-E. Educe. Or educe. This is a verb, a transitive verb from 1603. Number one, we have some synonym information, which will be fun. Number one, to bring out as something latent. So if something is latent, you're bringing it out, you're educing it. I don't know what that would be, something latent, I don't know. Number two, the synonym, interesting, is deduce. D-E-D-U-C-E, deduce. So, you know, this is where you can make your educated guess by deducing. Also, educing. I think there must be a connection there. We have come across a few of these where the prefix of a word changes, but it means the same thing. And that's irritating to me. So maybe educe was the older way to say deduce. How it became deduce, I don't know. Deduce. Educible. Yes, educible. That is an adjective. So I guess something that is or can be deduced or brought out is educible. And adduction. Now, this looks like the word education, but I think we are missing an A, right? Let's see. Education, adduction. Yep. One letter changes it so much. That is a noun. And, you know, I've said this before. Apologies. I have to look down a lot. The book is down here. Maybe someday I'll get it up in this area here, but it's fine. Okay, here is the synonym information. Oh, no, before that, we have the etymology from the Latin educare, which we saw before, I believe. That means to draw out, which is from A, the E prefix, plus ducere, which means to lead. And there's more at the word toe, T-O-W, not the toes, not the foot fingers. Synonym information. Educe, evoke, elicit, extract, and extort mean to draw out something hidden, latent, or reserved. It's a lot of stuff right there. So many levels. Educe implies the bringing out of something potential or latent, as in educed order out of chaos. So you brought out the order. You brought the order out of the chaos. There's a lot of chaos, and somehow you find the order in it, you educe it. Evoke implies a strong stimulus that arouses an emotion or an interest or recalls an image or memory, as in a song that evokes warm memories. That's nice. I'm trying to think of a song that evokes good memories. I have a lot of songs that evoke good memories. The train song, that's not what it's called. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. My parents used to sing that to me when I was a kid. Other songs that my parents sang, you know, as I'm going to bed, various things. 16 tons was one of them. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Good excuse to sing some songs. Elicit usually implies some effort or skill in drawing forth a response, as in, careful questioning elicited the truth. So we're bringing out the truth, some effort or skill, though. So it takes some effort. Maybe you are educated in the form of getting information out of people. Extract, I think this is going to be similar. Extract implies the use of force or pressure in obtaining answers or information, as in, extracted a confession from him. Yeah, the addition of force and pressure is the big thing, but at the same time, it still requires some skill. Extort, is this the last one? Yes. Extort suggests a wringing or wrestling from one who resists strongly. As in, extorted their cooperation by threatening to inform. And I think I said wrestling. It's actually resting. So wringing, W-R-I-N-G-I-N-G, like wringing out a towel when it's wet, you're wringing it out. And resting, W-R-E-S-T-I-N-G. That one I'm less familiar with. I thought it was wrestling. I think it still sort of works in this context. You're really forcing this information out or whatever. Okay, I think that was it. I think that was it. So, real quickly, the words were educable, educate, educated, education, educational psychology, educational television, educationese, educationist, educative, educator, and educe. Well, I'm going to have to pick one of these education words. I think it might just have to be education because I just feel like we need a better educational system, And it might not ever happen in my lifetime, but I think that this is something that we can all strive for, to get similar information. Oh, this gets so political, so quickly political, and that's part of my frustration. I don't know. Let's fix this stuff. Education. I don't like that song. How do we want to sing a song about education? I don't know how we just want to sing a song about education. Just sing education, education. Everybody deserves education. Education. All right. I'm going to talk about another movie I watched here. I have my list on my phone device. I keep a list of all the movies I see. I've been numbering them. I put a date on when I saw it. The movie, what year it came out on, and then where I saw it and who I saw it with. So the vast majority of these just say my wife's name because that's who I usually watch a movie with. Elemental. That's the next movie I saw. New Pixar movie. It's so sweet and good and heartwarming. It's the, if you don't know what it is, how can you not know what this is? It's the immigrant story told in the Pixar way, which is, you know, taking something and making it visually a whole other thing and making a fantastic story out of it. It's a little bit of Romeo and Juliet too. And I actually recorded a video, which I can link down in the thing, just briefly talking about it. And I was not familiar with the actors' voices when I watched the movie. When I looked at the list, when I saw the names and the credits, I only recognized one. But then when I looked at the list on IMDb, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that guy and I've seen that woman. And so I was a bit more familiar. But, you know, overall, I think that these are people who are not as a big name as some of the actors in other Pixar movies, which I think is great because we need to give people more work, people who not everybody is aware of. We can't give the same people all the work all the time. We need to spread it out, spread the love. And then just the other thing about this movie is just visually, the characters, they move and change in ways that past CGI characters haven't really done as much before. You know, maybe a bit, but well, boy, they really stepped it up. I read in the trivia that it was like the render cores, the computer render cores, they bumped it up by like, I don't know, a lot. It was like 157,000 render cores opposed to, you know, the original Toy Story movie was, I don't know, maybe like 2,000. I don't remember the numbers, but it was like some vastly different number. Just to like the logistics of creating this world and these characters is like next level crazy. And it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Okay, that's it. That's the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Looks like we're gonna have to jump.
I said, come on, for hobo guys. I said, come on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them. David has seen most of them, and David's wife, Alexa, pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahooglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at pipedreampodcast.com.